Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Well, if this name isn't super familiar to you, it probably shouldn't be, but it involves Madeline Soto case. Osceola County Sheriff Marcos Lopez has been added to the Brady list by Andrew Bain, former Osage Osceola state attorney. Following conflicting statements Lopez made about a crime scene photo in the case of 13-year-old Madeline Soto, the Brady list is a tool used to notify legal parties when a witness's credibility or truthfulness may be in doubt, potentially affecting...
It's kind of the naughty list, isn't it?
It is. It's essentially the naughty list, and I do believe this guy did this as an accident. I don't think he truly tried to post a photo, but it's usually after you do something wrong that you incriminate yourself further. And that's really what he did, out of stupidity, out of not wanting to take the blame, out of not wanting to be responsible, is really what it all comes down to. I don't think it was malice. I don't think it was anything other than just, I don't want to be responsible for being a dipshit. In a December 30th letter, Brian informed Lopez of his inclusion on the list due to inconsistent explanations about a photo of Soto's body that was mistakenly posted on social media. The move could have significant implications for the death penalty case against Stephon Stearns, accused of Soto's murder, where Lopez is listed as a witness. Although this is a pretty tight case, considering on Stephon Stearns' phone are child pornography pictures of the person that he's accused of murdering. The controversy.
Don't you hate when that happens?
Yeah, it's like all this other shit. If there wasn't that, this would be a pretty strong move for them. But unfortunately, the photos don't lie. The controversy began in July of 24 when Bain warned Lopez that he might be added to the Brady list. Lopez initially told Kissimmee's police chief that the public that the photo was posted by mistake, issuing an apology. However, during a radio interview on WDBO, Lopez stated, "As to the photo, there was an apology issued, but it wasn't actually the body. It was an area of interest where the body was found. No one ever came out directly and said it was the victim." Days later, in a sworn interview with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, Lopez acknowledged having the photo sent to his phone to compare the clothing on the body with what Soto was last seen wearing. Brian flagged these discrepancies as problematic for Lopez's credibility. In the December letter, Brian also criticized an internal memorandum from the Osceola Sheriff's Office that exonerated Lopez, stating it lacked objectivity and bypassed formal investigative protocols. Adopting the reading, the memo does in this case suggest the Osceola Sheriff's Office does not care if an employee or member is truthful when answering questions outside the chain of command or, say, the media. "I cannot believe that this is the case," Bain wrote. Keep in mind, Bain is, he's not representing the sheriff's department. So it's in his interest to make this look a lot worse than it is. I mean, it's pretty shitty to begin with. But at the same point, this is not anything that's going to exonerate anyone of the crime itself. Bain further argued that Lopez's statement on WDBO appeared to downplay the incident and shift blame. He wrote, "To be clear, the concerning statement in your interview is your assertion that no one ever came out directly and said it, the photograph, was the victim. When viewed in the proper context, it's hard to read your immediate answer as anything but an attempt to claim the photo you posted was not the victim and an attempt to lessen your public responsibility for a violation of Florida public records laws," which is probably what exactly it was. It is. But again, that doesn't change the case. This is like a whole separate thing. In addition to being added to the Brady list, Lopez was fined $250. Oh, goodness. Last month, violating Florida's public records laws in connection with the photo's disclosure, Bain emphasized that the conflicting statements could be used to impeach Lopez's credibility as a witness in Stearns' trial. Well, I don't really see him being much of a help in the trial period, so okay. The Osceola County Sheriff's Office responded to Bain's decision with a statement saying, quote, "The Sheriff's Office completely disagrees with Andrew Bain's decision. The perceptives mentioned in his letter have no merit, and the sheriff will be appealing his decision. No other statement is available at this time." the Brady List designation places added scrutiny on Lopez and his role in the high-profile case. The decision to underscores ongoing concerns about accountability and transparency within law enforcement as Soto's family seeks justice. Yeah, it was a stupid thing that he did. It was probably an accident. And then he spoke about it. And as any human being usually does, they're going to try and downplay things that don't look so good towards them. And I wouldn't really, I don't know that his statement was inaccurate, quite honestly, of saying that we didn't even know it was a body in the photo. I mean, later it turns out, you know, but I don't see there being much of a criminal activity going on here that was necessarily going to sway a jury in another direction.
No, and I don't think it, like you said, I don't think it changes the case at all. It's more procedural that something got messed up and should be, penalized in some way. But I also want to say this was a child that was murdered. The public that saw this picture was traumatized. So I think if you're dealing with cases like this, you may be so, what's the word I'm looking for? Immune to the emotional side of it because this is what you do for a living.
Yeah.
That you need to realize before you post anything, really take a good look at things. And I used to work in the veterinary field and I learned kind of the hard way
that you shouldn't post pictures of people's dead pets before you tell them.
Well, no, I would never do that. But sending like, look at this X-ray and it's horrific. Like everything's broken. Well, that could be really traumatizing to somebody who isn't exposed to that every single day.
Sure.
Or look at this horrible infection on this paw. I mean, you know, for people in the field, it's like, wow, that's fascinating. But people who aren't in that field, it may trigger some event from their life. It's gross.
Sure.
There's so many things that just think before you post something. And well, everybody should be doing that.
It was an accident. And yes, here, look, if you got fat thumbs, be more careful. I don't know what else can be done other than stressing the importance of let's make sure we're really careful in what we're doing. And there's reasons why we don't put evidence photos on our phones. Our Correct. Personal phones that we use for other things. And this would be one of them because what happened was he was posting like a PR picture of him at some event. And then right next to it's the fucking murder scene or where the body was found. And clearly not part of what he was intending to post.
No.
And I got it. You know, he's investigating it. He's out there. He had the photo sent to him so he could take a look at the comparison of, you know, are these clothing? Is this what we're looking for here? I find it a little bit very contradictory to say you had it sent to you to look at the clothing that the person was wearing, but you don't even know if there's a body on that photo. I think you do. I just think you accidentally posted it. So quit trying to dig the hole deeper and make other excuses up for this or that. You fucking did it. Exactly. It was an accident. That's it. Don't make it worse than it already is. Because I don't think a person should have their career or life ruined because their thumb's fat. And they posted this thing accidentally. Just be more careful or stick to the fucking policy of don't put that shit on your personal devices.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing. If you're posting things for the company, for the department, you should be doing that on government property. You shouldn't be doing it on your own. And if you're doing it on your own, you know, what if that had been a picture of his wife? What if that had been a picture of him for some, you know, kinky, weird reason? I mean,
sure. I mean, exactly. I mean, all that stuff are possibilities. It's just there are certain places for evidence and there are certain places not for it. And evidence photos belong. There's a reason they're secured and in certain places and not shouldn't just be on your cell phone. Not only that, if somebody were to get access to them, that shouldn't have access to them.
Right.
There's a lot of things that could go wrong, but there's a lot of, you know, loosey goosey playing kind of loose with the rules because it's easier and it works fine and nobody's going to find out. And I get it. But this is why there are those rules. Now, that's going to change a whole lot because people are still going to do what they're going to do. But these are the consequences when you accidentally post the wrong thing. And then people have a reason to go after you. They're going to keep going. They're going to, the people who are going to go after him are going to go after every fucking T to cross and I to dot. And it's kind of stupid at the end of the day, but maybe it will make more of an impact or set some sort of a precedent or maybe make the next person go, hey, I don't want to be that guy. So I'm not going to fuck around with that. And if I need to see this photo, I'm going to see it the correct way and not on my iPhone.
Amen, brother.
So we still have no new updates yet on any of the other pieces in this case, you know, the real part of the case. But we'll find out more shortly as Stefan Stern is facing the first degree murder charges and the child pornography charges. And we still don't know what the hell's up with mom. But I don't know. I don't know what to say there because it's been quite a while, but it's going to be an interesting year for the Sotos.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.